How excited are you for this game?
Pretty excited. A lot of family going to get to see me play, so it's going to be a good one.
Does it have a special meaning to you?
Yeah, I always like playing back at home. So, yeah, it'll be pretty special to me.
What do you know about these guys?
I mean, Mississippi State, it's a great program. I kind of wanted to go there out of high school, but it didn't work out. So I'm going to be honored to play there this season.
How close is your hometown to Starkville?
Probably about 3 hours.
Did you get recruited by them?
A little. Well, I mean, they would come and talk, but I never got a offer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any buddies on the team or any guys you played against?
Yeah, I got a few close friends on the team. And they play receiver, too, so it's going to be fun.
You surprised that they're kind of struggling this year?
I mean, I really haven't been following them, but I've been seeing that they have been losing a few games, but I haven't really been paying attention to them, so I don't really know what's going on.
Playoff rankings come out tonight. Is that something you keep up with? Will you look and see where you guys are when it comes out?
I may see it, but it's nothing I'd be worried about.
You said you had an interest in playing for them out of high school. What was it about their program that interested you?
I mean, it was just a school at home, so I knew a few people that went to my high school, they went there, so obviously that was something that I wanted to do, but it didn't work out, so.
How many games did you go to in Starkville? Did you see Mississippi State play?
I was about 3 or 4 in high school.
How far is that from Wiggins?
About 3 hours.
How pleased are you it didn't work out?
Pretty pleased.
How fun is it for you guys, you know, with a month left in the season, the playoff rankings are going to come out and you guys are going to be in the mix? How fun is that?
I mean, it's always fun knowing that the goal that we set out could is potentially in our face and we could possibly get to that. So we just know each week we just got to work harder and harder to try to get to that goal that we set at the beginning of the year.
What's the mentality like differently now that y'all are in it as opposed to being out of it, as y'all have been the last couple of years at this point of the year?
I mean, I think if we get too caught up in if we're going to be in it, I think we'll lose sight of what we really need to do. So we know we just got to take it one week at a time, and if we do what we need to do, it'll play out in our favor.
Yeah. Is it hard to kind of ignore all that stuff when, you know, now when you got social media and you've got so many different ways of hearing about things? Is it harder to kind of ignore what everyone's saying?
I mean, you see it, but you just got to know deep down you can't get caught up in all that.
You talked about some of your old teammates that might be receivers you're going against. Who are some of those guys?
Jesse Jackson is like a close brother to me. He plays outside receiver, so we played against each other last year, actually, so this is going to be another fun one.
You talk any trash?
Nah, not to him.
How good is Fred Ross compared to the rest of receivers in this league?
I mean, he's a great receiver. I mean, yeah. But he has really, really nice speed, and he's a great athlete, so it's going to be – we just got to be focused on containing him this week.
How tough a challenge is it to slow down Nick Fitzgerald because of his ability to run and throw?
We watched film on him yesterday, and he has I didn't know he can run that well, but he has a great running game, so we just got to be more poised on that from, like, the Alabama-Tennessee week. But we know what we got to do.
It's like playing a game without Armani by your side.
I mean, it's always different. You look over, you don't see 23, but – Donovan Wilson, he's another great athlete, so it's really like he wasn't even missing because we have Donovan Wilson coming in behind him. But him not being in, you can tell that he's not out there, but I'm just ready for him to get back.